And it's that time again. Time for the CattyCast, your favorite social media meanderings from your good friend, Eric Brown, from Your Social Catty. Hello, hello. How's everybody doing today? Listen, today is going to be short and sweet. I've got a lot of clarity on what I wanted to discuss on the podcast today. And here it is. Let's get straight to the point. So, obviously, content plays a big role in what your social media marketing plan and execution is. But the big mistake that I keep seeing all over the social platforms right now, especially even with my own clients, I have to like make calls and texts on a weekly basis to remind them of some of these really basic best practices. The big one is context. Like the thing you're doing on Facebook is not the same as the thing you should be doing on Instagram, is not the same as the thing you're doing on YouTube or LinkedIn or Twitter or Snapchat. Like each platform has a context and you have to pay attention to the subtlety of that context. So for instance, I notice everyone's really happy and comfortable when they're posting on Instagram to have that little toggle button switched to then post what they posted on their Instagram page to their Facebook page. But here's the problem. When you're on Instagram, you need to have a lot of hashtags, right? Because hashtags are the context for Instagram's platform. That's the way you build community. That's the way your content can be discovered. Super important for Instagram. Here's the problem. It's not important on Facebook. Not only are hashtags not important on Facebook, they actually could hurt your engagement rate on Facebook. So when you do that little post from Instagram with the toggle button and it goes straight to your Facebook page, guess what's there? All the hashtags that you put in on your Instagram post. So here's what I do. If I'm going to cross post like that using the automatic toggle button, I'll immediately go back to my Facebook page, hit the edit button, and immediately erase all of those hashtags. Most people do not understand that hashtags do not help you on Facebook. And there's actually research that shows that having hashtags on your Facebook posts can actually hurt you, meaning you're going to get less engagement. Facebook's algorithm is not kind to hashtags. It's not a part of the platform. So there you are. Now, I actually have had to tell some clients of mine this several times. I don't know why it takes a while to sink in for people. I think part of it is we all hear about hashtags. We think they're important and we think we should just use them everywhere. And it's simply not the case. So those are my social media meanderings for the day. And hopefully you found some value in that and it's helpful. And remember, we are very early into this podcast and we're really developing some fun ideas. And the one that we're playing with right now is the idea of doing some Q&A via the podcast. So I think we're going to launch the hashtag Ask Your Catty. So I might even rename the podcast Ask Your Catty. I'm not sure. It's kind of catchy. But anyway, we're going to open that up soon via our website at www.yoursocialcatty.com. There will be a link there. You'll be able to click it and submit a social media marketing question, and we will answer those questions on future podcasts. Sounds like so much fun, doesn't it? All right, listen. Everybody, thanks for joining us today. This is your friend in the social media world, Eric Brown, signing off.